Tezayin Amud Beis, we'll begin Tezayin Amud Aleph, about six lines from the bottom, the two dots. Chosen, Potter, Mikrishma. Chosen is Potter from Krishma, the first four nights. Isaac, B'mitzah, Potter, Min, a mitzah, that's the principle. If someone is engaged in a mitzah, he's Potter from another mitzah. Tana Rabbon, and B'shivtach B'veisecho. The Pasuk says, B'shivtach B'veisecho, when you dwell in your house, Prat, La Isaac, B'mitzah, that excludes someone who's Isaac, B'mitzah, he's engaged in the mitzvah, he does not have to recite Krishma. Uvelech the Chavaderech, when he goes on his journey, Prat, La Chosen, that excludes a Chosen. Mikan Amru HaKainis, says Abisul HaPotor, V'Salmon HaChayiv. From here we learn out that a person who is now has a chasana for a besula, where he's torahed with the tirda of be'ilas mitzvah. He's potter an almona, where he's not torahed with the tirda of mitzvah, because she's already been married, therefore he is chayiv. So we have this special limud over here that Isaac b'mitzvah is potter min mitzvah, and also over lech l'chavaderech, prat l'chosan, even though what he's engaged in is only tirda, he's still potter min mitzvah, and therefore it applies only to a kind of sisabasula where he's Torah, where he has tirda the mitzvah, where he's preoccupied with the mitzvah. My mashma, how do we learn it out from a lech l'chavaderech? Amara papa ki derech. Just like going on your journey on the road, ma derech rishus, you're going for a rishus, not a mitzvah. Afachanam rishus. Here also, your chiyuv of krishma is where what you're engaged in is a voluntary item matter, and therefore you have to stop it to recite krishma. But if you're going to a mitzvah, you're potter. Frank the Gemara, miloy askina the gozel devar mitzvah. How do you know the derech is a rishus? Maybe the derech is a devar mitzvah. And the Torah says, in spite of that, you still have to say Krishma. How do you know it's Davka if the Derech is a Rishus, a voluntary one? Our answer is, in Kendem Akro, Belechas, Ma Belech the Chosh, Ma Mino, Belechas Didoch. If you're going on the journey for your personal needs, then you have to say Krishma. Hud Mechaivas, Ha the Mitzvah, Petiras, but if you're engaged in the derech of a mitzvah, you're potter. Break the Gemara, Yochim, Ayiria, Kinnis, as a basula. Well, if that's the case, if you're saying that it's a Isaac mitzvah is potter, why dafke basula, pila, Kinnis, as almona, nami? Then you should say that an almona, nami, he should be potter, also Isaac in a mitzvah. More answers, yes, but hacha tarid, hacha loy tarid, by a basula, he's tarid, he's preoccupied, but by an almona, he's not preoccupied, so then he's chayav. If it's an account of tirda, of being preoccupied, well, even if he's preoccupied, he's all bothered and worried, there's a loss in business, his ship is lost at sea, and therefore he's fanumen, he's torah, he should also be potter if tirda is the factor. Even though the Ovel is preoccupied, he's torah, he's still chayv in all the mitzvahs of Torah, chutz mina tefillin, except tefillin shorei nemarim pe'er, because tefillin is glory, and it's not appropriate for the Ovel, but I'll call upon it. Other mitzvahs, he is chayv, even though he's torah. Prefer the Gemara, Amar Hasam, Torah, the Tirda, the Rishus. The Ovel, the Tirda, that he's fanumen, that he's torah, is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be knowing avelos, but the tirda is not a mitzvah. So therefore, that tirda does not potter him from the mitzvahs. But hacha tirda the mitzvah. Here, the actual being torahed is being torahed in how to perform the mitzvah, being able to perform the mitzvah. The tirda, the mitzvah, is oisik b'mitzvah, and therefore he's potter min a mitzvah. Let's see the Mishnah rochatz laila harishon shemesi ishtoim. So we were discussing in the previous Mishnah that about Rabban Gamliel, so we'll continue on, that he washed in the bathed in the first night after his wife was Nifter. Amaloi Talmidav Limaratan Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us our Rebbe, Sha'avel Osir Lirchayetz, that the Avel is also to bathe, to wash, so how could you wash? So Amar Lahem Eini Kishar Bnei Adam. Yes, he says, but I'm not like most other people. Ista Nisani. I'm a very finicky person, and it bothers me. Not waving bothers me excessively. So as Rabbeinu explains that, therefore, the Isser, the Rabbonan, asked washing for an Ovel because there shouldn't be a Tanuv. It shouldn't be something that is an enjoyment for him, pampering himself, a luxury. But he said in his case, it's not a Tanuv. In his case, if he doesn't wash, it's a Tsar. And the Rabbonan didn't impose a Tsar on the Ovel. It said he shouldn't have a tonic. So he said in his case, however, it's not a case of a tanug of being a luxury. It causes him tsar not to wash, and therefore it's not awesome.
And when Tevi, his eved, was nifter,
he was accepted a tanchumim, consolation. Did you teach us a rabbi? The Forshim speak out, this is the proper way of questioning a Rebbe, not to say, ask him a kasha that this is wrong. Didn't you teach us, our master, our Rebbe, that we do not accept consolation for an avodim, for avodim? We don't accept tanchumim for them. Yes, but he's different. He's not like shar kol avodim. In other avodim, we're not makabel tanchumim. We don't put an eved in the same category as everybody else. We don't want to say for Yuchsin that he was considered a Yisrael Gomer. But Tevi is not like other avodim. Kosher hayim. He was kosher, meaning, so because he was kosher, and because he was in a higher madrega, for the kovod, for his kovod, it's worthy to be makabel tanchumim for him. If he wants to recite the Krishna the first night, he's permitted to do it. Even though Isaac ben Mitzvah, Potter ben Mitzvah, but if he feels that he can have Kavana, then he can do it. He says, no, not everybody that wants to be Makabel Shem Shemayim, he should. Meaning, he has to be Dafka on such a Madrega. He has to be on the Madrega to do it. So as we learned earlier in the previous Mishnah, that Rabbi Gamliel Korakora Krishma. Rabbi Gamliel was Kora Krishma. He was on the Madrega. A person who's muksak to be on the Madrega can do it. Otherwise, he should not put himself in that position. It's Yehura, it's Gaiva. Someone who's muksak like Rabbi Gamliel, he should be Kora Krishma. He can be Kora Krishma, Lala Rishina. As we pointed out before, that was in earlier generations where people had on the Madrega that they had Kavana, they had a high Madrega of Kavana for Krishna, and being Torah, the Mitzvah would be a shter for that Kavana. Nowadays, we are not on that Madrega in any event, and therefore we recite the Krishna because it's not considered such a shter to the level of a Kavana that we typically have. My Frigdigamar, my Tama, the Rav Gamliel, why did he wash Laila Rishina? Rav Zagimar Gasavra, Aninus Laila, the Rabbana. Because he held that the Aninus, when the Mes is Nifter, at that point, his person is an Oinen. And his person is an Oinen, and an Oinen is Minatayra, he is, cannot eat Meiser, he's also to eat Meiser, he's considered an Oinen. But the held that that's only the first day. That but Kasava Aninus Laila, the following night is only the Rabbana. Dechsiv Achrisa Kiyayim Mar. Of a Malkamisan is Legos Rabbana. And a Malkamisan is, when he was finicking, it caused him Tsar, Legos Rabbana. The Rabbana were not Geyser. Tysus asks the question, why is it dependent on whether Aninos is Deraisa or Derabonan on the night itself? We're talking about washing. The Isra of washing is an Isra Derabonan. Aninos, whether it's Aninos is Deraisa or Rabonan, is probably an Isra of eating Meiser. But in any event, washing is an Isra Derabonan. So why is it even the Gea? Tysus answers, because if Aninos Lila would be Deraisa, the Rabonan would not be Makel for an Isnus. Since Aninos, Lilas, the Rabbanan were makel for their Isnus. The Rabbanan washing by an Isnus, they didn't impose it, did not impose it on an Isnus. See, Vaidik Shemes, Tevi Avde, when Tevi Avde was Nifcher, he was Mekabal Tanchumim, Tan Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Mishvachas, Ein, Ein Demelein, Beshur. You don't stand in the Shura to be Mekabal Tanchumim, consolation, which is normally done which is normally done for an ovel. Ve'ein oimrim aleim birchas ovelim, tanchumei ovelim. And we don't say the bracha of ovelim and tanchumei ovelim. As the Forshim speak out, the Rishonim speak out, in any event, this is only noyeg by an ovel. An ovel is only by a relative. Why would it be noyeg by avodim mishvachas? In any event, why should it be noyeg for them? They're not relatives. They're not the relatives that one can be mekabel, it's mekabel tanchumim for. The answer that, in addition to relatives, a Talmud and a Rebbe in a Talmud relationship is akin to relatives, so one could be, if they're not avodim, one could be mekabel tanchumim. But even so, not by avodim. Back in the Gemara Maisu, Mesa Shivchosa Shlerbi Elezer, Shivcha was Nifta Venifta, Talmud of Lenachma, they came to Menachem to console him. Came in Shiroh, somebody saw them, Olalali, he went up to the attic. Volo Achim, they followed him. Nechteslan Pila, Nechtesachra. And they kept on following me. He went into a small house, which is an anteroom, and they followed him there. Nechtes Latrakman to the large hall, Nechtesachra, Nechtesachra. Omar Lami said to them, Kimiduma Anishatem Nechim Bepaishim. I thought that you'd be burned, scalded with warm water, with lukewarm water, meaning that you'd get the hint. Achshav Yatem Nechim Afila Bechame Chamin. Now you don't even get burned with boiling water, meaning after all these times I'm running away from you and you still don't get the hint that you're not supposed to be Mekabal Tanchumim for a Shifra. Like Akshanisalachem, didn't I teach you Avonim Shvachas Einoim Dimalem Beshura? Ve'inoim Vlaim Birchas Avelim Loi Tanchumim Avelim. I taught you that you do not accept consolations for a Shifra. Elama Oimim Aleihem. What do you say for them? You say the following. Keshem Shemel Lodom Al Shurav Al Chamor Shemesu. Just like if he had his donkey that died, meaning he had a loss. He had a loss of property, had a loss of money. The should fill your loss, should replenish your loss. Tanya Ida, Chavan Mishvach, saying, must be noisome. You don't do a hesped, don't say a hesped on Avadim and Shvachas. Yesi Aimer, Im Evet Koshu, Aimer love, Have Ish Toiv, Nema, Ish Toiv, and Nema, Venenem Yigia. He was a good man, an honest man. He got Hanoah from his labor. Amaloi im kein, my nachlok sherem. If you're going to say this about an Eved, such praises, what are you going to say for a Yid who is kosher? These are such gewaldig praises, meaning that it's excessive to say it for an Eved. Ton Rabbanan ein kein avoyz el l'shleish. We only refer to the avoyz as Avram Yisrael Yaakov. Vein kein yimoyz el l'arba. And the Emois are only the four Emois. The rest of, we don't call them Avos Emois. Avos my time, why it's only Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Ilei Mishum D'lo Yadina Imi Ruben Kosinan Mishim Kosinan, because perhaps we don't know exactly which Shevet we're from. We don't know if therefore it's Ruben. So you can't say Ruben is our father. Maybe Ruben's not our father. Maybe Shimon's not our father. Maybe it's Levi. Maybe it's Yehuda. Well, if that's the case, well, Emois, therefore, there should be the same thing, that we don't know exactly who our mother is, or from the forefathers, and it could be that we come from Leah, could we come from Rachel, so how can we call all four of them Emois? Ella, the pshat is not because we don't know exactly where we stem from. Because that's the chashivas. Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov have the chashivas, and after that, it's not the same level of chashivas. We don't call it avos. The four emois, that's the level of chashivas, and not past that. We don't call the mother or father plainis. My solicitor, I seem to be contradicting what we just said. Mishum chle chashivi. No, we don't call them mother, fathers, meaning that's a title of chashivas. We don't give them that title of chashivas because they're not that chashiv. But if it happens to be that there is an Eved who is exceptionally chashiv, then we do give them that title of Abba, of a chashiv, a person. Amar Rav Elazar, my dechsev, kene racha b'chaya v'shem chesu kappa. I will give you a bracha in my life. Say Krishna, Shimcha, Sakapa, Zetfila. V'imoisa kein v'idaz ala v'kosa v'aymer k'mo achela v'desh and tisba nafshi. You'll be satisfied. You'll be satisfied with full satisfaction. V'loy oyd ela sh'neichel sh'nei oylomim ha'oylom hazeh v'oylom havoh. He will get both oylom hazeh and oylom habah sh'nema v'sisei v'svaseh v'nonayz yahalel pi. So it says that in a renonois is a double loshin, is a double loshin means oilam hazen, oilam haba. Rabbi Lezer Basra, now we're going to go through a large section of the Siyam of how they ended off their tefillah, the Shemana Esrei, the special tefillahs that they said at the end of Shemana Esrei. We have the nusach that we have, Elokai Nitzar. There's different schos in Ashkenaz Asfar, exactly what it said, but there's different nuschos of what was said in earlier generations. Rabbi Lazar Basar de Masayim Tzleis at the end of his Shemana Esrei Omer Hachi Yi Rotzen Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetishkein B'Foreinu Ava V'Achva V'Sholem V'Reyos, that we should have peace in our dwellings. V'Tar V'Gvuleinu B'Talmidim, and we should have Talmidim V'Tasliach Seifeinu Achris V'Tikva V'Tasim Chalkeinu B'Gan Einim V'taknena v'chover toiv v'yetzer toiv v'olam mecha v'nashkin v'nimsa yichlo v'vino li'yira eshmecha. We should arise and waken, and we should have that our desires are yira shamayim v'tovu l'vanecha k'ris nafshenu l'toiva. And that's what it should come before us, that our needs should and our should come before it v'yivlo toiva. Rabbi Yochanan b'asa d'mitzayim s'lay samar ha'chi yirotzim l'vanecha shal mekenu sh'tatsa v'vayishtenu. We should look into our busha. Metavid v'ra'al seinu. V'tislabish v'rachamecha. You should be cloaked in rachme and mercy. V'tischase v'oscha v'tisase v'chasi v'secha. V'tizase v'chani v'secha. V'tava l'fanecha midas tuvcha v'an v'secha. Rav Zeir v'asad m'sayim s'lay samach. Yirotzim l'fanecha. Hashem l'ken sh'lay nechta. V'lay nevash. V'lay nechalam v'avay seinu. That we should not sin. And we should not be embarrassed and disgraced from our fathers. Rav Chiya b'asad d'mas le'amar ha'chi yiratzom v'fanecha Hashem l'kinu sh'tei Torah seinu m'naseinu v'al yidav le'beinu v'al yachsh chayneinu. That terror, we should be engaged in our terror and we should not be despondent. Rav b'asad slays amar ha'chi yiratzom v'fanecha Hashem l'kinu sh'tei ten lanu chayim aruchim. This is the bracha, that this is the tefillah that we say in Birchas HaChodesh. This is the nusach that we say, Shetita lanu chayim aruchim, chayim shel sholem, chayim shel toiva, chayim shel bracha, chayim shel parnosa, chayim shel chilas atzomas, strength, chayim sheish behem yiras chet, chayim shein behem busha achlima, chayim shel oishe v'chavet, chayim shtei vanu avas, tei riyah shemayim, chayim shetumal olanas, kol nishals libeinu l'toivim.